But here's the thing. He and thanks to Tom McKay for this, he points out the history of this. And it turns out that back a few years back, before the 2006 Michigan gubernatorial primary, three political scientists decided that they were going to check out how can you increase voter turnout? Can you use social pressure? The list of registered voters and who voted and who didn't is public information. You can look up anybody. It's how the Republican Party has built this database that we're going to talk with Greg Palast about in the second hour of our program, of millions of voters who have similar last names, maybe not same middle names, but they're going to try and purge these voters because they have Hispanic-sounding names or Black-sounding names or even Asian-sounding names. But in any case, what they did is they mailed out a mailer similar to what I just described to you, pointing out to people that this was in 2006 in Michigan, pointing out to people that whether or not they voted was a matter of public record. And that this organization would be, and these were just researchers, that they would be publicizing whether or not people voted. After the primary, the New York Times writes about this back in 2006. After the primary, the academics examined the voter rolls and were startled by the potency of peer pressure as a motivational tool. The mailer was 10 times better at turning non-voters into voters than the typical piece of pre-election mail whose effectiveness had never been measured. 10 times. That's not 100% better. That's 1,000% better. Now, Tom McKay, the Democrat, is offended by this. In Alaska, the same thing is happening, only it's being driven by the Republicans. This over at Talking Points memo by Rachel DeOro. Scores of Alaskans have complained about receiving emails and letters to find their voting histories and those of their acquaintances sent by an elusive group calling itself the Alaska State Voter Program. It looks like this group was funded by a guy in Lake Oswego, Oregon, a little town, a very affluent town, bedroom community of Portland. Used to be just down the road from where I lived. And this fellow, John Bryan, gave $200,000 to this PAC. John Bryan is the founder of the Plano, Texas-based nonprofit Challenge Foundation, writes Rachel DeOro over on Talking Points Memo. And his organization supports charter schools. Basically, they're all about, hey, let's make some money on education. Let's privatize education, charter schools around the country. They sent a letter out to registered Republicans in Alaska, presumably to registered Republicans. Actually, the post on TPM doesn't specify. But it says important taxpayer information enclosed. There was no tax information. And then it basically says you're on the voting rolls and we're keeping track of you. And we're going to publicize whether you voted or not. And the state elections director, Gail Fenumayi, I don't know how to say her name, I'm sorry. My apologies to Gail. She said that at least one voter registration with the state has been canceled because of the messages. She says, we've never seen the state list used in such an invasive manner. People are very upset about it. It is public information, but the way we've seen it used is above and beyond anything we've ever seen before. So both Republicans and Democrats are kind of offended by having it pointed out to them that their vote is a matter of public record, not who they voted for, but whether or not they voted. I think this is great. Right. Somebody called the other day and said, how do we get more Americans to vote? And I was like, well, in Australia, it's like a traffic ticket if you don't vote. And it goes up like really rapidly for every election you miss. And so you get 98% voting turnout. I think that what we should start doing is asking newspapers or maybe even paying newspapers to publish a list the day after the elections of everybody who failed to vote, or just a list of everybody who is eligible, who is registered to vote in the region for which that newspaper publishes. And it might be, this is going to be several pages long. It can be small print, but it's alphabetical. So, hey, it's easy to find yourself. And it says, OK, you're registered to vote. Here's the last time you voted. This is public information. It should be in the newspapers. So everybody can see whether people voted or not. And if that's 10 times more effective at getting people to vote, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, this is totally nonpartisan. I'm totally in favor of this. I don't mind my name being in the newspaper, whether or not I voted. It's a matter of public record. If you don't want a matter of public record, change the law. But as a matter of public record, we should be using this. What do you think? 28 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-987-THOM.
We may have a mechanism right in front of us, very cheap, relatively cheap, to increase voter turnout. What a cool thing.